Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season three, season finale. Don't care what episode.
We made it. We made
it. It's been rough. There was another mid-season long. Honestly, this episode was fine, not great. Whatever. It's the end. We did it.
I was thinking at the very end, like, wow, this just kind of ended.
Yeah, they always just kind of end though. Of like,
yeah, but like you feel like this? That was a good ending.
That was awesome. Okay. Before we get into it, check us out on the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast. We have Summer is Fun, our Summer House podcast. We have One Season Wonders. So much shit happening. Go check it out. Please be sure to rate, subscribe, review. We have no new reviews or ratings. Fucking sad.
Season three just started coming out for everyone else.
Fucking do it, you guys. We're here till 2024. If you could give us a few fucking ratings, that'd be appreciated.
Just do it now, or Alicia's gonna complain about it for the next 2 years.
I'm feeling sassy today, okay? You're gonna get it, all this sass. Join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast, you can find the Facebook group. I did post two articles this week in there.
There was a lot of information.
There's some news.
Well, for 3 months ago, there was news.
I forget what. In a past time, there was news.
There's probably news again, though.
There's probably news. Someone's pregnant. Someone's engaged. Someone's crying. Someone's happy. Who cares? Anyway, I care, kind of. I care more than I should. Anyway, follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. Only three famous people like my posts are Christina, Peter, and Lindsay. I'm working on it. I'm thinking of memes. I'm getting there. I'll figure it out. join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. What can you get? Let me tell you, for $1 a month, you'll get access to our pre-show, which is just where Meredith and I talk about adult things. It was this week, but most of the time it's not adult things. So if you think we're like tweens, go listen to our pre-show and you'll really hear how hard our adult lives are, even though they're not that hard, but they're kind of hard sometimes to us.
We had some
privilegedly hard
normal adult things happening that were fun.
Normal 20-year-old things. Also, you will get access to any episodes that we record early. So we're in mid-March. Hooray. It's almost St. Patrick's Day, almost Meredith's sister's birthday. What an exciting time. You're listening to this by the time you're listening to this, I live in New York. I've started a new job. Meredith probably dyed her hair. She's going to therapy. I don't know. What's
I am going to therapy.
In like 3 to 4. Meredith's going to therapy.
It's past my birthday. I'm a whole year older at that point.
Oh my God. Meredith's 26 by the time you're listening to this, but right now she's 25.
Yikes. You should have.
Damn. You're a whole year behind us. I'm just kidding. But you get it. Okay. So then for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after show. That's because we're doing these episodes spoiler free. So on the after show is where we give all our spoilers. Actually, I have a great spoiler for the after show.
I can't wait.
Honestly, I'm also going to have to put it on our Summer House podcast because it's that good.
Really?
And not everyone should pay for it, but if you're just listening to this and you're not listening to the Summer House podcast, that's why you should go listen to that one. I got some juice, baby. Okay.
Wow.
My roommate's a Reddit fanatic, so I get all the weird news.
Oh my God, I'm okay. So excited.
And we'll say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Tracy and Mariah and Dustin and Jackie. And I almost said Justin and like put their names together. That's Ooh. Not a really fun couple name. It should be Dackie.
No, Ducky.
Jackie or Justin. Ducky. Oh, it could be Ducky. Okay, and then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, we ask you for your opinions during live seasons. So for Summer House, I always post to our $5 patrons and I'm like, hey guys, give me all your thoughts. And they give me all their thoughts and we read them on the podcast because we love them. And we pick a patron of the episode. But our only two $5 patrons are Jackie and Dustin. And because they're married, we pick them both. I'm sure people have been just putting them together their whole lives. since they got married their whole life.
Our so podcast we're gonna continue doing it for life.
I think they literally should adopt us. Listen to our pre-show, learn all of our our problems, and please adopt us and help us. But yeah. But that's it. Hooray, Patreon. Did I do a craptastic blog? Okay.
You are on one today.
I'm sassy. Okay. My roommate's going to get me Chipotle guac also. So that's happening. I'm sass. I'm just a bowl of mess.
Right? Oh, that's okay. You get to deal with this mess now.
Disheveled. I literally look like Kristen.
I can't wait for this recap you're about to say about the previously on the season, because I just thought of you the whole time.
So much. Okay. So that previously this season on Vanderpump Rules, the Stir staff went out and they were acting like trash and Lisa wasn't happy about it. And then Bale joined the Stir staff and Jax kept trying to sleep with her. Katie went to Sheena's bachelorette party in Miami, but Stassi didn't know about it. And then Sheena told Stassi and she was pissed, but Katie was even more pissed that Stassi was pissed at her. And then Sheena got married. There were a few hiccups, but we made it down the aisle. Schwartz hooked up with two girls, one in Vegas, one not in Vegas. And Jax was actually the one that outed him. And then Katie actually wasn't mad about him hooking up with girls, but she questioned the relationship because he lied about it. And then he gave her a ring on a string to make it better. And that just made it worse. And then Katie's about to stand up for herself in this relationship. And then Sandoval tried to close the chapter with Kristen. And when he tried to, Kristen just fell more in love with him. So her whole obsession this season was to try and break up Tom and Ariana so that she could get back with Tom. But instead Kristen was dating James at this time. And then Kristen was fired from Sir. And then she made Miami Girl fly out to confront Tom Sandoval about cheating on Ariana. And then she kept saying the truth will come out. And then Jax outed Sandoval for hooking up with Miami Girl at dinner in front of Sheena.
Breathe.
Did I get the whole season? Did I
that was amazing.
Was that good?
That was awesome.
I really learned to love the previously on, and honestly my notes aren't that detailed, but things pop up and I'm like, actually I need to add this one
when you put
detail.
It into that little blurb. Oh, we got a nice sirens. Cool.
Everyone okay? Whoa.
that's what happens when you live next to three hospitals just round the clock.
I live next to three hospitals and that doesn't happen.
When you put it all in that little blurb. Oh my
god. There's a parade happening outside your apartment right now. Is that a helicopter? Someone's getting arrested in front of Meredith's apartment, probably. My roommate's like, really? No.
Anyways, when you put that all in one section. It makes the season sound way more interesting than it actually was.
Honestly, we could have just gotten this whole recap as the whole season and we would have gotten it.
It was fine. Through it though. We're
okay, good. So we open up at this surf photo shoot. The photographer's Tommy Garcia. I think we should give him credit because it was a good photo shoot. Anyway, it's the 10-year anniversary at Sur. This needs to be the biggest and the best. We're doing this at the Pink Motel. Everyone arrives. Peter looks fucking fine in that V-neck. Woo! Tom Sandoval has a leather jacket and he's never been happier. It's like Christmas. All the boys are going to be bad boys. That's what they're excited about because it's 50s theme. Yeah. So the girls are like pin-up-y and like cute. What are those? Poodle skirts.
Yes.
And the boys have the leather jackets. And all the I just want to shout out Christina Kelly with those red fucking lips.
Dude, holy, I love a good red lip, and these are fun, and like the little glasses, the polka dots.
Yeah.
I loved this.
So they're all getting their makeup done, and Sheena asks Katie if she's talked to Stassi, and Katie says no, she's just given up. She thought everything would go back to normal, but it didn't. Stassi's learned to embrace her hatred, and Katie is learning to let it go. Katie's a yogi now.
Oh, gosh. I mean... At some point, you just got to ignore this. It's like, I can't keep doing this. I have to work with these people. I need to move on.
Yeah, 1,000%. So Sheena was at her mom's house the other day, and she got some mail, and it was the marriage certificate. OMG, it's so fucking real now.
I don't understand why it got sent to her mom's house.
Probably because she lives in an apartment, and I send all my mail to my mom's house.
Yeah, but if you were getting married, you wouldn't... I feel like that's weird.
She would send it to her and Shay's house.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably. I don't know. But is Katie going to be next? Everyone's like, oh my God, yes. And then Katie's like, don't give me the ring unless there's strings attached. And I don't mean being attached to a string.
I actually thought that was hilarious.
I get it, but... but Sheena's really proud of Katie for getting on Schwartz to get married. We need to do married double dates.
Oh gosh.
Meredith and I do this, but it's the opposite. It's just us two hanging out.
Single dates.
Single dates.
I mean, Schwartz is just, he doesn't really need the piece of paper in his mind to get married. And meanwhile, Jax is over there thinking that that piece of paper can ruin everything. But Sheena's like, my piece of paper's great.
It was, I actually got that piece of paper and it was the coolest thing fucking ever. And
I'm really like, happy with it, Jax. Thanks.
Okay, so.
Oh, God.
I just want to shout out another special person. Danny was skateboarding in heels. Let me tell you, the last time I got on a skateboard, I fell ass first and I had to give myself a second before I stood up. I can't skate.
My favorite part about this makeup and hair is when Sandoval's getting it done and he is like directing the makeup and hair artist. It is
hilarious. Do you see my flaws here? I don't want to accentuate my flaws.
This is the whitest part of my head. So like, I don't want to accentuate that.
I also love that he's like, I actually use this type of concealer and it's fucking fabulous. Hilarious. Everyone looks super great. Personally, I think Katie has the best outfit out of the girls. The guys just look fucking hot. That's all I wrote. I was like, wow, guys are fucking hot. So then they do the shoot. And then when they go, they're told to go to wardrobe. And Sheena's like, hey, Tom Sandoval, can I talk to you for a second? And she's tired of being in the middle of her friends. So she's going to clear the air and tell Tom what Jack said at dinner. And it's that Tom hooked up with Miami girl. And Sandoval's pissed.
Not even that.
2 days ago.
Jack said 100% sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And 2 days ago, Sandoval told him not to talk about him in front. Wait, hang on. Sandoval told Jax not to talk about him in front of
Kristen. To Kristen. Yeah.
To Kristen. In front of Kristen. Anywhere near Kristen. Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, leave. But Jax, keep my name out my mouth when you're with Kristen.
But Sheena says, because now Sandoval's like, oh my God. And Sheena's like, I think you're really looking back to see if something did happen. And Sandoval's like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. To which Sheena is like, so something could have happened. Jack's on this truth kick, man. I don't know. And Sandoval's like, no, Sheena.
He's so offended. He's like, he's on a truth kick? Are you kidding me? Which I kind of get. It's like, Jax just decides to say whatever he wants. And now we're going to call it a truth kick.
Again, honestly, at this point, I do not care if Tom Sandoval hooked up with 1,000 girls. No. If Ariana does not care, if she knows the facts and does not care, we can all move on.
Yeah, that's, it's like you can only care as much as she does. And clearly she doesn't care. So why are we carrying this torch?
Because Kristen cares.
Kristen's like, this torch will stay alive longer. I will make this more important than the like Olympic torch. Like this is a thing.
This has literally been going on longer than the Olympics. Probably I can't. So then now it's awkward because Sandoval's mad at Jax again at another photo shoot. Oh my gosh. And then of course we have to do a shot that's just Jax and Sandoval together. Just like last year after Jax banged.
Yeah. Remember the mirror?
Oh, that was awesome. That was a great shot. This was also a really great shot. 10 out of 10.
Yes. I love the like Sandoval. Cigarettes they were doing and like he's like puffing out the smoke.
Wood bang Sandoval, no doubt. Yes.
Oh, he looked amazing.
I want to shout out, I did get a glimpse at Jen a few times and Jeremy. This is the one time I'm going to say it. They're the most beautiful freaking couple in the world.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay.
Next.
So Sheena and Ariana are getting touch-ups and Sheena tells Ariana about what Jack said at dinner. And Ariana is like my exact expression. It's just like, we're still here believing Jack's.
Yeah.
Like we're still here.
She's like, let's just evaluate if Jack's is even believable. Like, let's look at this track record. I'm going to say no.
Yeah. And then Ariana's like, I was talking to Tom, so it would have been really hard for him to be having sex with someone else. And Sheena's like, you were FaceTiming him. And she goes, we were texting and talking on the phone because FaceTime wouldn't work, which I don't know. This was like 2015. Maybe it wasn't working, but also that seemed shady. I don't know.
The way I agree, but I think Sheena made it look shady. She's like, oh, it wasn't working. And I'm like, okay, sometimes like,
it just doesn't work.
Like, what if you don't have great cell service? You know how like sometimes it's just like can't connect or yeah, or not really can't connect, but you can't see their face. So it's like, why are we going to FaceTime? Let's just talk on the phone.
Apple's grown a lot since this season was filmed.
Agree.
So I don't know. And Sheena compares this to her thing with Eddie, the married man of Brandy Glanville.
Oh my God. She's like, I remember when Eddie used to text his wife. I'm like,
his wife.
This is not the same thing. I'm sorry, honey. This ain't the same thing.
Ariana says Tom isn't a liar or a cheater. And Sheena does have a good point. She says he's been both of those things.
Yes. Ooh, it is so true. It is true.
And this is where Ariana's like, listen, I'm smarter than being blinded by love, Sheena. It's fine. And finally, Sheena's like, do you 100% believe he didn't do it? And Ariana's like, 100% believe he didn't do it. And Sheena's like, I'm never going to bring it up again starting now. It's only been 8 months.
I was about to say 47 times this season. She was like, okay, I'm done talking about it then. Okay. But it's wild to me that Sheena believes Kristen, I think. You know, like
I think she does too.
True.
Well, she said, she's like, I think something happened. But if Ariana's not going to believe it, I can't either.
I get. But then I don't think.
It's like. Every time GX walks in the door and goes, it did happen, then Sheena's like, I must bring up again.
Yes. I don't think all the things that they talked about point to Sandoval being guilty by any means.
No.
I don't think they make him innocent. They definitely don't make him innocent, but it's not like they make him guilty either. Just because he was, you know, talking to Ariana on the phone versus FaceTime.
Yeah. Listen, do I think something could have happened? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Something probably honestly did happen. Do I care anymore? No. Does Ariana care? No. Why should I? Someone who does not know them care.
I think Sandoval would have come clean by now because of all the attention on it. Yeah.
Also, someone should have had some text messages or picture or some shit. There's no hard evidence.
We're carrying this on for such little evidence, which is the annoying part.
Yeah, if there was more screenshots that appeared, I'd be like, ooh, got him.
Yes, yes. I need like more interactions of why we think also, this is true, not just Jack saying, well, it's true.
Personally, I don't think Miami Girl is Tom's type. He likes a younger looking face. Like, no offense to Anne Marie, but, you know, more.
Well, I mean, even Kristen has like a young, fresh face, to be honest.
She does. She looks disheveled, but her face is always young and fresh.
She looks way younger than her age.
Look, for how many cigs Kristen smokes, she looks hella young. Bitch was always lighting one up. Okay, so now Schwartz is going to therapy. He's here to talk about his commitment issues. He has admitted to cheating, and now he's putting a lot of effort into this relationship, and it's not going anywhere. And the therapist is like, hey, man, she just found out you were cheating on her. Like, she has the right to not get over it right away. And Schwartz is like, maybe I should just propose to her. And the therapist is like, slow that roll again, bro.
Oh, hold up. It's wild because I hope all guys don't think this way of like, oh, let me just hit the easy button. This is what Katie wants. Proposal. I'll just give it to her. But I'm also terrified of marriage.
Katie's sad Katie sad plus proposal equal Katie happy. There
plus
we go.
Dog.
Also, did you catch that he was like, honestly, I just want to like wake up one day with Katie and just like, we go do it then. We just go get married. He just wants to elope on like a one night stand. This dude doesn't want commitment or marriage.
No, I don't think he wants it on a one night stand. I think he's like expecting that one day he'll wake up and be fine.
My God, his bro.
Because he says like, listen, 50% of marriages end in divorce and nobody goes into their marriage thinking they're going to get divorced. I get his fears.
I get that.
But then him putting it on, I want to be financially stable, is like a cop out.
Yeah, no. But he does recognize that Katie deserves to be proposed to. But the therapist does tell him it's normal to be scared and confused. And Schwartz is like, if I can't do the right thing and propose to her, I may need to do the right thing and let her go.
Which, like, I'm so happy he realizes that, but it makes me so sad. It
makes me sad.
I don't want them to break up. Even, like, though he's, like, cheated on her and he's, like, such an idiot, I don't want them to break up.
I don't either. No one else would love Schwartz this way.
I think Katie could find someone else. Yeah, I don't think Schwartz could find someone.
That's my thing is, like, but, like, it's cute because Katie does genuinely love him. And you could tell he loves Katie. He just doesn't know how to properly love her. He can't,
like, get there. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Katie can always go to Peter. Never forget. Stop couple it. Of the century. Okay, so we're at the Pink Motel. Tom Sandoval looks fucking fine. That's all I wrote. Just kidding. I wrote more, but that was hair. The first thing.
That he styled himself.
10 out of 10 would do. This shoot is very flattering to everyone, I think.
Oh, 100%. They do a little, like, I think a shoot in the car, and Sandoval asked Jax to, like, stay behind after they're done with that
shot. Yeah. And he's basically like, so this Miami girl or this Miami shit keeps getting brought up, and Jax is like, by who?
Who keeps talking about this? That's crazy.
And Tom's like, hi, I was just told about fucking dinner. And Jax is like, I didn't even say anything about Miami.
Not me. When did I have dinner with Kristen? What? Me?
Bravo cues those receipts up super quick. And Sandoval's like, I literally told you not to do this, not to talk shit.
And one thing.
And Jax is like, you're the one letting this live, Sandoval.
Yeah, why won't you just let it die?
Jax is like, I'm like, ah. And then Sandoval's like, hi, you just did this to me and you just did it to Schwartz. Like, can you stay out of our lives? And he's like, I literally don't know what I did. He's yelling to the point that Ariana is like, hello, boys. I hear this happening. I know I'm involved. You. And then Jax is so rude and he just walks away. He's like, I'm not dealing with this.
I'm not having a conversation about this. Like, Ariana's like, I've already heard everything. Sheena told me. And Jax is like, I don't know why everybody wants to talk to me about it. I'm like, well, because you keep talking about it.
Oh my God, that was the best. In his interview, he's like, why does everyone keep wanting to talk to me about it? And I was like, is he dead ass serious? Is this 40-year-old man dead ass serious?
It's like, when you won't shut up, of course people are going to keep coming to you for information. They know they're going to get it.
Sad. So then we get a quick shot of Vale flirting with Peter. She's sitting on him.
Mm-mm. She like fake falls into his lap. Oops.
She like falls. Yeah. Lisa's all in black. She looks fantastic. She joins for the last Sir photo. That's a wrap. We're going to have a drink tomorrow at Sir to celebrate.
Woohoo. Woo.
Okay. So now we're at Sir. Nathalie and Lisa are setting up, hanging out, chilling. The two badass bitches.
Boss ass bitches.
Stassi rolls on up. She thought she was blacklisted from Sir from the last time she saw Lisa, which was the time that she yelled at Lisa about the Katie thing. And
Lisa requested her presence this time. And Stassi wanted those goat cheese balls, which I've never had them and I want them.
Yeah. So I really want goat cheese. I love goat cheese. That's my
love goat cheese.
When we're flying to LA, that's what I'm getting in Sir. I'm getting the goat cheese balls.
Same. Give me like 7 orders.
4 orders for the table. Yeah, we'll finish just all us of two. Them. Bring us a drink. That's fine. Not concerned. So they talk about the photo shoot and Lisa's like, you totally could have styled it. And Sasha was like, eh. And then Lisa was like, you cut all these people out of your life. And Sasha's like, not all of them, meaning Christina Kelly.
I was about to say, like, she didn't say anything, but Lisa says she's abandoned the last 6 years of her life. And I half believe that because Stassi did need to step back and stop working there, but she is kind of abandoning everyone and does not talk to anyone except for Peter and Christina Kelly. Peter slightly.
Yeah, because they grabbed lunch and it was fucking cool. Okay. So yeah, Lisa was like, Katie was a really good friend to you. Mm-hmm. And Stassi's like, but I was a really good friend too. And Lisa's like,
I hate when people do that. When somebody's like, somebody is like, they're a really good friend to you. And it's like, well, I was a good friend to her. It's like, nobody was saying you weren't a good friend. Just like,
but also you haven't been recently.
Yeah, that, I mean, she wasn't a good friend to her, but like, why bring up your, like, your actions? Like, we're just saying, like, Katie has been there for you. She did nothing against you.
Yeah. So, Stassi basically is like, I didn't think I was bossing Katie around. I just thought Katie agreed with me.
Yeah.
But Lisa invites Stassi to the party because Lisa wants Stassi to talk to Katie because Katie's a lovely girl. And Stassi's like, fine, I'll come to the party. As we find out later.
Oh, well, I think it's interesting that Lisa says Katie needs a friend. I was curious to, like, I was waiting kind of for Stassi to be like, well, why does she need a friend? I don't think Stassi knows about the ring on the string.
No, Stassi does not know anything. No. But I think it's just, I don't know, it's not that Katie needs a friend. It's that Stassi should be a better friend to Katie, right? Katie, sure. She should have told
Katie
Stassi
needs
that
her friend Stassi. Katie yeah. needs her friend Stassi.
Katie could have done one thing differently, but to me, Stassi could have done a million things differently.
Agreed.
And I think Lisa's like, you need to make the first move and come see Katie.
Yeah.
So then, now we're at James's apartment. And Kristen has her party dress. James begged. begged Lisa to
make sure that, yeah, which I am shocked that Lisa caved on this.
I know, I am too.
It's not like James asked if her and like him and Kristen could go have dinner at Sir, like it's a Sir party. I think this was a bad idea.
This is a bad idea. And James even tells Kristen that Jax is now denying saying anything about Miami because of, you know, the photo
which,
shoot. James was
this
there
is the point in the episode where I'm like, here we go. This is where it's going to get good.
Kristen goes, tonight is just about proving that Tom cheated and I'm not a liar. The one thing we don't even want anymore, but okay.
Oh my God. And James is like, I'm done. Can we agree and promise that this, no matter what happens and how this ends tonight, we're done after this. And Kristen's like, of course, I'm done. One last shot.
Oh, it's just, poor James. Okay, so now we're at Sir. It's party time. People show up. I didn't really care enough to be like, oh, look who showed up. Until it was Kristen showing up. And I was like, oh shit. And then Katie is not happy to see Kristen.
No.
And Katie's right. It is kind of sad that you come back to the place that fucking fired you. With all the people you hate.
Yes, and who hate you.
Like, and who hate you.
You are Kristen. Unwelcome here. Somebody had to beg for you to be here. Why do you want to be here? This is just weird. And Sandoval's like, oh, here's my number one stalker. Back and better than ever. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. So Ariane and Tom walk in looking hot right after Kristen walks in. And I'm like, ooh, so much is happening. It's not a party without Tom's number one stalker fan, Kristen Doty. Whoop, whoop. Ken and Lisa are here. Lisa asked Sheena if her and Cher are going to get pregnant in 9 months.
Which I'm like, maybe. This is where I'm like, all right, you're maybe a little too close. Can we just give it a month? No. Why do you want your like favorite employee to be out on maternity leave?
Lisa loves a good Sir baby. Think of how much she loves Jen and Jeremy's kid. Remember they brought him to that one thing and Lisa
and
was
she like babysat it.
Remember she like grabbed the baby and she's like, you guys can leave now. And
it was like, it was Sheena's birthday and Pandora's birthday brunch.
Yeah, it was something like that. And remember then Lisa's at the brunch and then she leaves and I'm like, she's going to hang out with that baby.
Honestly.
Awesome. Stassi's here. She figured she would come early because then that means that Jax won't be there because he's always late. And she's really trying to avoid Jax.
Perfect strategy.
Like the number
get some
one
drinks,
person.
Get there, get out of there.
Yeah. Number one person she does not want to see is Jax Taylor. Everyone stares as Stassi walks in and Kristen looks at her and goes, welcome to hell. No. And then Stassi hugs Kristen. And in my head, I'm like, God, you're going to forgive Kristen before you'll forgive Katie.
Which it like shows like the hill Stassi's willing to die on for this Katie thing. I think that's the only reason she's willing to hug Kristen is A, she kind of has no one, but it's like a slap in the face to Katie. It's another dig at Katie.
To me, Stassi's the type of person that And this is going to sound bad, but it is kind of true, right? She always has one best friend. So she had Katie, she lost Katie. Now it's Christine Kelly. We know who Stassi loves to hang out with, but at the same time, she can only have one enemy to take down. And now that it's Katie, she's forgotten about Kristen.
One enemy outside of Jax, because like,
yeah. Oh, I don't think Jax is forever. An enemy. That's so true. Much because she's afraid to face him, right? You're not afraid to face your enemies. You're afraid to face the like love of your life that you now are not in love with
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah. And that's like her kryptonite. Jax is her kryptonite. Well, what's crazy then is we get Stassi doing a shot with Jen, Kristen, and I think it's Nathalie there, right?
Yeah. Stassi's like, Nathalie, we're getting you a shot. And I'm like, leave Nathalie alone, man.
And of course, all the current servers over in the corner with Katie and Sheena and them, they're like, oh, how dare Stassi like do a shot with Kristen? What is happening?
Katie has the best point. Katie's not the one that had sex with Jax.
Nope.
But she's being treated like the one who did.
Yeah.
Like literally, I wouldn't even classify Sheena as Stassi's enemy because Sheena wasn't a worthy opponent, right? Like Stassi could destroy Sheena in her sleep. But the fact that Stassi became friends with Katie became friends with Sheena. Now Stassi's like, that is now my enemy. But Kristen literally banged her ex-boyfriend while they were dating.
It makes no sense. But then also Stassi's like looking back, like it's like Stassi's hating on Katie from afar and Katie's like hating on Stassi from afar. It's just so middle school. It's ridiculous. What these fights are about and the fact that, Stassi is cool with Kristen for this one moment.
So I think Stassi's kind of the worst, but this next moment I'm about to talk to you about boiled my blood. Like I was so mad. So Stassi's like, oh my God, it's so weird to see Katie and Sheena be friends. And Christina goes, if Katie had any respect for your friendship, she would have stood up, walked over here and tried to give you a hug. And I was like, calm down.
Are you serious?
You're supposed to be Katie's fucking friend. You're supposed to mediate this damn situation. What are you doing?
Thought that was wild. I think if it was Kristen and Stassi, yes, Kristen needs to get up and make that move. But like, we're not in, that's not what this fight is. Like we're at a standstill because they both are in there, think the other person's wrong. So that's not what you do.
Also, Katie did try to reach out to Stassi and Stassi was the one that shut her down.
Multiple
times.
Katie's
like, you've chosen to not be my friend.
Or even interact with me, not even talk with me.
You can come interact with me when you feel necessary to.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I would have played this. If I'm in Katie's position, I would have played this exactly like Katie. I would have sat there with my boyfriend and my new friends and whatever. Fuck you guys. I went to the wedding of the century.
Stassi does walk over finally ask Katie to go talk. And they walk to another like room of Sir.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Jack shows up. And Sandoval's just so pissed. I'm like, punch him.
You feel this?
Do it. Okay. So Katie and Stassi's talk. Stassi starts out with, why does it have to be like this? She's like, Jack, she has no idea why there's problems. And Katie's like, things are only awkward because you made them awkward.
Yeah. Like, what did you expect to happen? Of course they're fucking awkward.
Yeah. And Stassi, again, they both think that they have a reason to be mad. Well, kind of. Katie's not really mad. So Stassi says she has a reason to be mad because Katie betrayed her and was a bad friend. And she cut Katie off because Katie, went to Miami with these people that Stassi doesn't like.
She ran to Miami and switched sides.
Switched sides. Oh, that's
that was
my favorite. It's like
favorite
we're 7 wording. Years
I'm like,
old.
Oh my God.
We're in the middle of the war. You traitor, you switched sides. Like, I was
how
like,
dare you
okay.
go to that East Coast with that crew?
Oh my God. And Katie's like, you cut me off. Like I was trying to talk to you about it. And Stassi's like, whatever, we shouldn't be talking like, or not talking for no, or that's not a reason for us to not talk. And then Katie's like, I called your ass so many times.
I've tried here.
Stassi's like, I didn't answer because I didn't know. I didn't know. And I'm like, didn't know what? That's why you answered the phone to find out why they're calling.
Yes. And right? Because Katie says, like, I had a reason to go. And she was like, well, I didn't know. Like, and Katie's like, I had all these things going on with my life. And you didn't know because you didn't ask. You just cut me off.
If you had taken an interest in anyone besides yourself and asked me what the fuck was going on in my life, I would have told you about this. And I was like, ooh, Katie.
Yeah, she is. Not only is she like standing up for herself, but she's like legit standing her ground.
She has points.
She is not on defense. She's on offense.
She's on offense. And you know, because Stassi's the one that's like, it's really creepy the way Katie's acting and behaving. I thought she was just going to apologize and we can move on. But like, which she's like, now a parasite to a, or she's home to a Sheena loving parasite. And I was like, oh, this is when you know Stassi's name. She doesn't have a defense.
No, and like then, Stassi's defense is that like Katie's totally changed. Like this isn't a Stassi argument. Yeah.
She switched sides in the war.
Yeah.
And Katie says she's not denying that she hangs out with Sheena, and Stassi's over it. So Stassi stands up and says, I can't be sympathetic. And she leaves.
Yeah.
And Katie's like, you're ridiculous. Like the fact that you can't even fucking have a conversation. And that's how you know you lose an argument.
I was about to say, well, how Stassi lose. Stassi does not fight like this. Like some people don't want to engage.
No,
but
she would never back down. She's the last one sitting there because she owns you, and then everyone comes to her and see what's wrong. But
Stassi's goal sometimes is to have people get up and like walk away crying, like that they can't stand there anymore.
Mm-mm, not Katie.
But Katie says she's chosen to let go of that animosity, but Stassi thrives on it. So where are they going to go from here?
I love that Katie goes, I just feel bad for Stassi. And I was like, ooh. She's not even mad at Stassi. She thinks Stassi's like so pathetic. She feels bad for her.
She walked into Sir. He isn't friends with really anyone who works here. She doesn't work there. Like, why are you here at this Sir photo shoot party? It's kind of pathetic.
Not even not friends, but most people dislike Stassi and she still comes here. Like it's.
Yeah. And we see it at the end of the episode.
It's bad. So, Vale shows up really quick. I want to point out how rude this is. She's flirting with JX right in front of Peter.
Yeah, because she walks up and they're both like standing at the bar. There. So she knows they're both there. It's not like Peter walked up behind her.
No,
she was flirting with JX. And she's like aggressively flirting with JX. Yes,
you smell good. Like really good. I love it. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Okay, so.
Peter says he has no comment when Vale walks away.
He's like, I can't comment on that. Damn it. We get Kristen running into Lisa. She says hi. And Lisa's like, what's up with you? And
these Kristen are my favorite conversations.
There was just like a bad relationship. I wasn't going to leave unless I was forced to. And Kristen's learned to stop being a liar, make the right choices, and be happy. To which Lisa's like, okay, thank God I fucking fired your ass, honestly. And Lisa says very nicely that she doesn't want any trouble here tonight. And Kristen says, if Tom wasn't a cheating liar, there would be no trouble to stir up.
I love we just blame it all on Tom. It's because of Tom. It's all Tom's fault. I'm like, Kristen, you do have a hand in this. Like your actions literally are some of the problem. Even if Tom did this.
Tom is literally not forcing you to act crazy. Actually, he would prefer that you didn't. So you cannot blame him for how insane you sound.
And it's not like Lisa, won't hire or work with cheaters and liars. Like she wouldn't have a staff.
She doesn't give a fuck. Tom brings in the money.
You're not doing anyone any benefit by like exposing Tom. Like there's no benefit here.
Well, Lisa says if Kristen was truly happy, she wouldn't care what Tom was doing and that Kristen should make it right with Tom and Ariana. To which I was like, honestly, all Kristen's got to do is ignore them. And they're fine.
That is their dream. They don't even need an apology. Like Kristen could just walk away and they'd be so happy.
So then we get Katie telling the crew. The crew is now Katie Schwartz, Sandoval, Ariana, Sheena, sometimes Shay, and Jax.
Yes.
That's her new cue. Maybe Peter a little bit, but she tells them what happened. And Schwartz literally has Katie's back. He's like, Stassi is so fucking ridiculous. She doesn't even know what's happening. And
she's Katie so says delusional.
Delusional. That's, oh my God, dude, she's so delusional. That's exactly the California Tom Schwartz. Katie says it's sad that after all these years, this is how Stassi treats her. So then we get Lisa asking Stassi how the convo went. And Stassi says it didn't go well, but she really wanted it to. To which I was like,
honey.
No one wanted, you did not want this convo to go well.
Yeah, you did not put in any effort that would make it go well.
I mean, you didn't do anything to make it go horribly wrong, but you didn't help it in any way either. It was
I would just say we're neutral. Still. We're like at the same spot we were before.
Yeah. Like, if that conversation didn't happen, no one would know.
The only thing that happened is we lost a little respect for Stassi because she got up and walked away.
Yeah, it just got worse. But then heads up, Jax is here. And Stassi's like, I have to leave if he's here. To which Lisa's like, wait, why are you fucking nervous all of a sudden? And Stassi's just, she doesn't want to talk to or about Jax. She's just going to leave. She cannot calm down. Lisa's like, but you're a strong woman. You don't need to do this. And she runs out that door. Good luck, Stassi.
I don't mind her being like, I don't really want to talk to him. I kind of don't like that Lisa's like, no, stay. And she's like, kind of like tries to grab her arm to get her to stay. If somebody wants to leave and doesn't want to handle, like do a situation, let them leave.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
The talking afterwards, like the way she like was like, no, I don't want to talk about him. I don't want to like, she was like flustered. She's
kind of freaking out. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I get not wanting to face him. Like, why would you want Jax in your life? Like, I get this.
I get that. Honestly, I would also just cut him out. But I would do, just because I'm a petty ass bitch, I would do that thing where I walked my ass right past him so he could see how hot I look.
Yeah, like wait till he's at like, the bar, hey, and then Stassi. Leave.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd be like, hey, Stassi. And I'd be like, I would just ignore him. I'd be like, no.
The problem is Stassi needs to book something like after this so she has somewhere to go, because she just like, it looks, always looks like she's running away rather than like, I have something more important going on.
I have somewhere to be, actually. Yeah. So Stassi's outside and Christina Kelly comes out and she's like, what the fuck happened? And Stassi's like, I shouldn't have come here. Everyone's fake. These people are evil. I don't want to associate with them ever again. And Christina basically goes like, okay, bye, and then goes back inside. Yeah. And I was like, nice. Not even Christina Kelly will go home with you.
It's she like, wants okay, to see your photos. If you don't want to be around those people, like, I still work here, yeah, still bye. Part of my life.
So we get like Stassi walking alone, but she rounds Sir, and then we get a nice 90-second episode where everyone's just like yelling things like,
so long, written. Stassi. It's all so long. It's like, so long
to your crown.
Yeah, so long to those cheap-ass statement necklaces.
So long to her birthday. So long to her bossiness. So long, Stassi. It was so funny. So nice. I think Schwartz, I did write down, Schwartz really came at her necklaces.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, goodbye to those cheap-ass statement necklaces.
And which I think Katie or Sheena was next, and they had like one of those statement necklaces that everybody
I know. Wore. I was dying. I was just like, damn, Schwartz is super fucking. He couldn't think of anything.
Well, thank God these are out of style.
He didn't actually want to come for her personality, so he's like, those fucking necklaces. Fuck
well,
you.
I mean, it's perfect, because, like, who cares what a guy says about somebody's, like, wardrobe?
Honestly. Okay, Peter calls out Bale for flirting with Jax, and then this is the end of that saga. Goodbye. So Sandoval and Jax need to go talk in the back of Sir. Sandoval's like, hey, man, let's go talk, because you just can't keep your mouth shut. And Schwartz also is present. Barely, but he's a breathing body.
He's physically there. Really, he's not in the discussion too much.
He says one thing, and I think I wrote it down. And I will get, so Jax calls out, or Sandoval calls out Jax for trying to sabotage both of these relationships. And Jax is like, me? What are you talking about?
I don't have any involvement in this.
And this is where Schwartz is like, come on, dude, really? And then that's the end of Schwartz, but cool. So then Kristen saw them walk out, and she literally at the bar goes, like, after they had been out there for maybe a minute, she looks at James and she goes, I'm going to go check on that out there. And she walks her ass outside and literally walks out, goes, hi boys. How's it going?
Like, hey.
So Sandoval goes, hey, Kristen, did Jax tell you about Miami? And Kristen says, yes, he did.
He goes, 1,000,000% yes.
And Jax is like, you're fucking crazy. What are you talking about?
I never said that. I said that. That's what the girl said. I never thought that. It's what the girl said.
So now we have Jax and Kristen fighting over who is more honest in this situation. Who did, and it's not even like, did Miami happen? It was literally, did Jax say Miami happened? So I'm like,
yeah,
I don't even care.
Which is also a whole nother like factor to this, but whatever. But I love that Jax is really good at deflecting. I do have to give it to him, because he's like, you know what, Kristen? no matter what, no one will like you. No matter what happens this one, no one gives a shit about you. Like, he's just like attacking Kristen, which is the best
Kristen, thing to do because you burn through friends like Jax burns through condoms. Well, that was Tom Sandoval, but it's my favorite.
Well, that's the thing is, like, Sandoval then gets on board because, like, everyone, it distracts everyone. That it's like, oh, yeah, we all fucking hate Kristen. Kristen's the enemy, not Jax.
I got mad at Kristen in this, and I was like, wait a minute, Jax is lying. Like, I was like, wait. Basically,
he's so good at it.
I wrote down a lot, but, like, we really don't need to get into it because basically Jax is yelling at Kristen. Kristen's yelling at Jax. Tom starts yelling at Kristen, but then Tom starts yelling at Jax, and Schwartz just sits there like a dead piece of meat.
That's yes. My favorite part of this is by the end, Kristen says she's the only one telling the truth. She's the only one who hasn't changed her story since day one, which I'm like, you have not been involved since day one. So, like, stop putting yourself since in the day story.
-5, Kristen hasn't been here.
Like, you weren't in Miami, you have no skin in the game, but somehow you have a story and a truth part in this story, but whatever. She ends with, you know what? I'm very happy in my relationship. And you know what? Like, I'm fine. And Sandoval's like, then move on.
And she does. She literally goes, everyone else wins. I'm done. And I was like, I didn't know we were winning things, Kristen. She's like, you fight harder.
Ariana wins, which I'm like, okay, see, it's about the relationship and it's about Sandoval. It's not about Sandoval cheating on Ariana. It's about you being with him.
Who wins Tom Sandoval's heart? It's like The Bachelor. Ariana
wins.
Ariana got the rose. So then now that Kristen's gone, Sandoval turns back to Jax and is like, dude, what the fuck? I told you to keep my name out of your mouth. You're the worst fucking friend. I don't even know where to go from here.
Yeah.
Fuck you, bro. So now we're back in, sir.
Kristen's not done yet. She has one last mission.
Oh my God. Okay. Lisa, Katie, and Ariana are all sitting there and Kristen comes over. She looks Ariana dead in the face and goes, I've done everything possible I could to your boyfriend and to you. So good luck. And I was like, Ariana literally looks at her and goes, like, okay,
what's happening?
Goodbye. And then, like, Kristen walks away and Lisa's like, the fuck does that mean? And Katie's like, I don't know. Like, they're all like, her and Katie are like, I have no idea what that was supposed to be.
No.
And then Sandoval comes over and he's like, oh, I'm pissed. Jax hasn't changed. Kristen hasn't changed. I'm sorry, Ariana, that you have to deal with this, which I'm like, yeah, fucking well, thank he said, you.
I'm so sorry you have to be subjected to this because of my ex, which that is so sad. That's that, like,
so nice.
The baggage, in a sense, because Tom dated this girl, like, Ariana has to deal with this. I would not be able to handle this if I were Ariana.
I would have been out. I would have been out the door 5 years ago, honestly, before I'd even met this dude.
Yeah, just knowing who Kristen is as a person without even having dated her.
Yeah, cannot date you. But Sandoval says he feels lucky to have Ariana. And then he's like, actually, Ariana, I have something to ask you.
I was a little nervous.
I know. I was like, is he going to propose?
I'm like,
but no. He proposes that Ariana move in with him. And she's like,
yes,
I would love to. And then they make out in front of Lisa and Katie. And it's not even gross because it's cute.
They were both like watching. And then they're like, oh, I think Ariana's going to get pregnant on this couch. Yeah.
It helped for us because, like, we cut from Ariana and Tom making out to Katie and Lisa. But if we were just sitting there watching it, I'd also be like, is it just not going to end? Should we leave?
And, like, Lisa and Katie get up.
Yeah. Live porn? Are we just going to? But it was very cute. It was very cute. I really love this couple. I think my heart.
Me too.
For people who don't like this couple, you're wrong. You're wrong. I don't care. You're wrong.
I don't understand. Bye. Like, they haven't done anything wrong. Even if Sandoval cheated on her, we have always said, with the Kristen and Sandoval cheating when they were together, and then also with the Katie and Schwartz cheating, it's like, if somebody cheats on you, it's your choice to stay in the relationship.
Yeah.
So Ariana's choosing to stay in this. So let's all move on.
We're done. Katie loves Ariana and Sandoval together. She wants them to get married, not before her, but still married.
Happy for them, not before me.
Schwartz is sitting on a couch in the back of Sir. Maybe it's the front of Sir. Separate alone from everything. Just, he is pondering. He looks like he has the hardest math equation right in front of him. And Katie comes over and Schwartz tells her about the convo with Jax. And he's like, it doesn't even matter. It didn't go anywhere. But all that matters is that Katie and Tom are doing better than ever. And Katie's like, okay, we must discuss things. Katie asks Tom if she's the girl he wants to be with. And Tom says, yes. And Katie says, then I need a serious commitment. And Schwartz is like, we did the dog and the apartment and I put a ring on it. And she's like, you didn't put a ring on anything. You put a ring on a string.
She's like, you did not put a ring on it. You can't claim that. And she's like, I can't wait forever.
Yeah. Yes. So, because Tom keeps saying like he needs time. He just needs time. And Katie's like, I've given you a year. How much more time do you need? And Tom keeps saying one day. He's pulling out that like one day we will engage because I must be financially stable. Like there's all these like up. Give her a fucking date already.
Things. Yeah. But Katie gives a hard timeline. You've got 6 months to propose or I have to move on.
Tom says he will prove to her that he's serious. And then he starts crying. And I don't know why I feel bad for this doofus who cheated on her twice. And Katie deserves so much better. But I feel bad for this doofus because he's crying because he loves her so much. And he doesn't know how to do it. He appreciates her.
I think he's just so scared.
He is. I agree. I think there's a lot that goes into marriage. I haven't met anyone I would marry ever. But
can you imagine being still so scared and meeting somebody you would actually like? He's considered it, obviously. Like he wants to be with her. He's just not ready to pull the trigger.
I think there is a lot of like, oh no, but I think this comes with trust, right? He needs to trust that Katie loves him enough that they'll make it. Yeah. Right. It all comes down to trust. Like, Katie's trusting him enough to be like, I know we can do this if you just would propose. Yeah. But Tom's like, I don't know if I trust you, which is sad because Katie's been the most trustworthy person. I know. She possibly motorboated a dick, but like, who's fucking counting that? Tom makes jokes about it now.
It's sad because she says like after 6 months, it'll be the beginning or the end. Like she's either going to like have this huge excitement or she's just going to have like this whole new beginning.
Oh my God. I hope 6 months is enough time for Schwartz, my heart.
He hopes it too.
I know. He goes, do you love me? And Katie goes, for now. And I was like, Katie.
I was like, that actually is going to tip him the other way. Like, you can't say that because that's going to put the divorce. Like, oh, there's a time where she may not love me.
Yeah. So Katie did give him an ultimatum, but this is an ultimatum for herself. She's not making him choose between anyone but her.
I'm giving us 6 more months or I have to walk.
So now to lighten it up, we do shots for all. Lisa wants to show everyone Jax's porno. It won't take long. Haha, JK, it's the photo shoot. Jeremy and fucking Katie look the best. My eyes went straight to both of them. I don't know why I want that. If Tom Schwartz and Katie don't get engaged and Jen and Jeremy don't make it, I would like Katie and Jeremy to give it a try.
Oh, I could see that.
Sheena cannot believe she's been at Sarah for 4 years. That's insane. A picture of Tom and Ariana come up and Kristen does barf noises and Sheena calls her the fuck out and then it's awkward and I love it.
Sheena does
that thing where she says something and then she looks straight ahead as Kristen's like looking at her and then Shay is then looking at Kristen but then like trying not to get involved. I loved it. It was 10 out of 10.
Well, I'm happy this Sheena-Kristen friendship is over. This was actually the most annoying part of this season.
I'm happy Sheena's finally sticking up for her best friend Ariana the way I would.
Yes.
Kristen is sick of people hating on her. Fuck Sheena Shea, fuck Jax, fuck Sandoval. She's just going to go hook up with James, who's way bigger than Tom anyway.
Bigger man in more than one way. I'm like, if you have to say they're big, they're not big.
I bet you when they break up, because James and Kristen please everyone, like they're going to get married. I bet you Kristen says that James's dick is small.
She literally is saying that she stayed with Sandoval and he had the smallest dick ever for 6 years.
I mean, do I think it's smaller than Jax's? Yes, because Kristen did that twice.
Yes.
But
yes,
do I think it's small to the average? No, no.
That's the thing is, what did Anne-Marie say it was? Like
3 inches or some shit. And I was like, really? Ariana's not dealing with some small ass dick. She's a bad bitch. She needs a giant ass dick.
What's that saying? It's not about the size of the wave. It's about the motion of the ocean.
Of the ocean. And Sandoval's got, Jax has no motion. Sandoval's got all the motion. 10 out of 10. It is. Jax is going home because he's tired. He wouldn't change anything in his life because he doesn't like to live with regrets. Yeah, he's a shitty ass person, but it's life.
Well, I don't mind you saying I don't live with regrets, but then you got to be better moving forward. And he does not do that.
No, he's just going to stay the shitty ass person that he always is.
This is who I am.
But his car got towed, and the cameraman knew because we got a shot of it. And the cameraman was
going down the street.
Yeah. This is awesome. And then they're like, hey, Jax, let us know when you're leaving. We're going to follow you to the street. Knowing damn well what is happening. And then they walk out there and he's like, where's my car? And they're like,
that's so true, because that clip of it being towed away, like, it was like on a street, like,
yeah,
everything had already been set up.
And yeah, I straight up have never seen this parking lot Jax was in before, so I knew the camera, why would the cameraman follow him out unless they knew Jax's car got towed? It was awesome.
Good point.
10 out of 10
point.
Bravo. When it comes down to it, there's really a special bond that the servers have. And they all really love each other. They just have a fucked up way of showing it. Mic drop.
And scene.
Season 3.
We're done.
So we're union, but that's fine. We're just going to plow through those.
Well, I think this season allows for an interesting reunion because there's still a debate that is out there.
Oh, is Miami Girl going to show up on the reunion?
But I would prefer all of them in the same room talking about it, because do this.
Oh,
Jax, I didn't say that.
I want them to have watched this season, so then they could be like, Jax, you did say it. And then Andy could be like, we saw you say it, man.
That's the only reason I like a good reunion, is like, everybody just comes and it's like, you did say that shit. Like, are you ready to answer for it?
Idiot, you said it. Okay, yay, are we accepting and blocking?
Yes.
Are we doing just for this episode or for the whole season? What's the vibe you want?
I forget. What do we normally do?
I think we changed both times, honestly. Who cares?
Over the whole
I could do both. Honestly, I have one for both, because life is the worst. So for the episode, I'm picking Katie Maloney.
Me too.
Okay, yeah, she was great. Like, there was no flaws.
No, she, like, I like it when people are like happy, not just that they're like on top of things. Like, she seems happy, she seems like she's resolving a lot of things. Yes. Even if like things didn't resolve with Katie, she's standing up for herself,
even though,
or with Stassi,
and even though her relationship with Tom may very well be over, she's taking charge of her life, and she's saying,
yes,
exactly what Lisa said. This is what I want. If I'm not prepared, if you're not prepared to give it to me, then I need to move on.
Yeah.
She's doing it. And she might be, I'm sure she's fucking scared, but she's going to do what's best for her. And I love it. I love Katie Maloney this episode. Now I can block someone. Everyone. No, I know who I'm blocking.
Who? I couldn't really decide between the two obvious people.
I'm blocking Stassi.
Oh, I was talking about the other two.
Kristen and Jax, probably. But no, I'm picking Stassi. Listen, this is when Stassi just hits rock bottom for me. I think it's really sad that she just can't acknowledge her part in this. And I think it's upsetting.
Or even to agree to disagree. Honestly, I think Katie would live with an agree to disagree.
Katie will sit there all day and be like, yes, I should have told you. I was trying to tell you. Here's where this went wrong. And Stassi just cannot admit that she played any kind of part in this problem. And then she runs away from Jax. And I get it. I don't want to deal with it either. But you're a bad bitch. Walk right past him with your hot ass. And then
she ran away instead of strutting like past him.
Yeah. And then she went home alone. Not even Christina Kelly would go home with her, which I wouldn't either. Bye. Sorry.
All right, I'm going to block Jax for the episode.
Yeah.
Because I hate flip-floppers. Like, if you said what you said and you got caught, just own it and like move on. In the deflection, it was a wonderful deflection, but it's just he's such a piece of shit. I'm so happy his car got towed. He deserved
that. That was awesome. That was the best thing. Okay, for the season, are you ready for mine?
Which one? Accepted or blocked?
I could do both. I'll do accepted first. I think this was Katie Maloney's season, man. I'm picking her. This is the first season. I'm going to be honest, I could not tell the difference between her and Kristen. I thought they were the same person. I didn't really care about her. The second season, she became more involved. It was fine. She was kind of a bitch. Again, she was like, okay, there were moments.
Yeah.
This season, she lost her best friend, came out on top. She, her boyfriend gave her a ring on a string, came up on top, got invited to the wedding of the century she didn't think she was going to get. Yeah, she found out her boyfriend cheated on her twice, but now he owes her big time.
And they're going to therapy.
Yeah, she's going to therapy. And I really think this was her season. There was no one else that had as many ups as she did. Because technically, you know, even when Tom cheated on her, she wasn't in the wrong. She's fine.
See, I think my accepted for the season is going to be Sheena. I think it's a choice to do this, but I think she did it really well at the beginning, being friends with both Kristen and Ariana. She, I think, did the best that she could in that situation and, like, being a good friend to both people. She also has the love of her life, Shay, had a wonderful wedding, is living the dream, is pretty much, like, one of the top girls at Sir without Stassi there, doesn't have a bully at work anymore, like, friends with pretty much everyone, just coasting in a great friend group.
It's all happening.
She even made up with Katie. Like, that was monumental.
It's all happening. It's happening for her. Okay, who are we blocking for the season? God, there's always two.
Obviously, Kristen.
Kristen, God. Oh, my God. It was just atrocious. Do we have to relive it, or can we just...
No.
She was trying not to be a liar, and it was the worst. It was the worst. I'd rather her lie.
I don't understand how she truly, minus the fact that, like, obviously she's in love with Sandoval, got wrapped up into this because she wasn't there.
I
hate when people put themselves in events when they weren't there or weren't a part of the situation. You can gossip about it. She could have gossiped about this all day long and just been like, Tom's a piece of shit, I told you guys. But, like, she, like, put herself in this story, and she was nowhere near it.
Oh, it was so dumb. But it's fine. It's over. Hopefully. God, what if it's not? Kick her off the show, Lisa. Just do it. Oh, my God.
If it's not over.
It's not over. Okay. Yay. It was a season, man. We're going to do the reunions. The season happened. We'll come back eventually with season 4. By the time you listen to this, we might be recording it already. So, my God.
Oh, we're done with, I think we're done with it by the time this one comes out.
By the time you listen to this.
So don't miss out. Go join our Patreon. It's $1 a month, $12 a year.
That's not bad at fucking all. I bet people.
Nothing.
People do way more things that are way more expensive and way less 100%. Productive.
Everybody already got their stimulus checks. You already got your tax return by the time this episode comes out.
And if you didn't, you're doing something very wrong with your taxes.
Oh,
you should be concerned.
I would be very concerned. Are you okay?
Guys, thanks for a great season. This was fun. We love you more than vodka.
A bottle of vodka.
Damn it.